your own tune now. Styx, Come Sail Away. Yes. Our good friend and colleague, Clint Rieberg, is in Dublin Port at the moment, and you're there for some very good reason.
Very fancy reason, Marty Miller. The all-new Irish Ferries is being launched today.
Okay.
It'll in fact start sailing on Thursday, March 14, four times a week, Dublin to France. WB Yeats, we're talking about. This is that one that's been delayed a little bit. Thanks to the guys in Flensburg, Germany, taking too long to put the thing together. But it's finally here, and boy, is it fancy. I'm on board now. You might hear a few speeches going in the background. I think they're going to, you know, smash a bottle of champagne on it, Sicily. But this is a big boat, 195 metres. There'll be 300 cars that can go on this thing, 165 trucks. And how many passengers? Just 1,800 people.
Wow, is that all?
Yeah.
Wow. And is there bar room for everybody? Is there cabins for everybody? Do they have what we used to, when we used to go back and forth to the UK and France all the time as kids, they had these areas called the Pullman seats, which were just seats that you'd sleep in all night.
Yes.
And
there are the sleepy seats, but Marty, you don't want to do the sleepy seats. You want to do the fancy cabins. Mm. This is like, I've been on a couple of cruises now, and this is just like cruising the Mediterranean. The quality of this cabin. There's two cinemas on board. I check them out first, of course, because the Peacock Theatre is where I spend most of my time. But you'll get to France in like 18 hours, so it's quite the trip.
Yeah.
But you'll be very comfortable. A couple of bars, a couple of restaurants, and very nice rooms. I got to say, though, you'll leave here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, get to Cherbourg by 11 o'clock the next day, so you could do a nice little weekender. It was very funny, though, getting on board today for the very fancy launch, you know, clinking champagne, all that sort of stuff. And they had a lovely sort of quartet, a celloist and some violins playing.
Yeah, it was a string quartet,
guess what they were playing, Marty?
No, I can play what they were playing, if you want.
Yeah. How about this?
Yeah. Wait for it. Is that the thing from Titanic?
Yeah, that might be. Is that like a joke, or is that just? I hope. Because as soon as I got the recorder out to do that for you, Marty, that you could see the girls in the quartet having a bit of a chuckle.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing, so they're having a bit of fun.
Yeah.
But this is some boat, the WB Yeats. Like I said, a couple of weeks away from service. Do you think that they're actually going to Holyhead today? So if you don't see me on the breakfast show tomorrow, Marty,
right,
you know I'm in Holyhead.
You've decided to stay on board. Listen, I don't blame you. I am a mad fan of ferries.
I love
going on the car ferry. I mean, I was born in the UK, so all of my early life was spent coming back and forth from the UK on a car ferry, rolling about the sea with a thing with no stabilizers. And interestingly enough, I was saying this on the radio earlier, Clint, that I entered a competition to name that ship you're on now. I didn't win.
Yes.
Because I wanted to name it after an Irish poet called Eleanor French, which, of course, would have been a little nod to my daughter as well. But anyway, that's that story. Enjoy your...
It's not a bad name, and it ended up with WB8. And, Marty, this is the start of the story. I know they took a bit longer than expected to build this. The guy from Irish Ferries, Andrew Sheen, was telling us today, there's actually the biggest ferry in the world they're currently building, and it's going to be Ireland. It's going to be servicing Ireland and England
next
couple of years. So this is just the start.
Yeah, it's quite something, actually, because you kind of think that airline travel would really have kicked the arse out of ferries, but it seems to be coming back full circle. And
free Wi-Fi on this.
Yeah.
Marty.
All right, listen, enjoy your time there. And put up some pictures on Nova, will you?
Yes, Instagram and on the Twitter, you'll see it.
Instagram, all right, perfect. Thank you very much.
See you, mate.
Talk to you later. Bye. Enjoy that. All right. A beautiful day to be in Dublin Port and enjoying walking around the WB8 today. Not bad at all. He's got a good life, that fella. Here's Morrissey.